Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Ensaroma. February is the first of three fire months in this water year that opens a new age for the evolution of humanity with mind-blowing breakthroughs that will burn away that which is now archaic. My theme for this month is relighting your spark for life. Through three live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I'll provide wisdom and insights from the movie Soul and from my own personal experience to illuminate how your extinguished spark can be relit, beginning tonight with Listen to Your Heart. But first, just as a reminder, when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through your phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Also, I will upload a video of this broadcast to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, probably by Wednesday this week. And you can ask questions or leave comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or my Facebook group, which you're welcome to join, Wisdom Walk Supporters. Also on my website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com. Or if you're watching this as a YouTube, you can, of course, leave comments and ask questions in the comment section below. So now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure, human. Now, as I always start out, I am going to take a moment to invoke and honor our ancestors. As you know, this is Black History Month, a time to remember all the African-American and Black people who did amazing, amazing things in this country under such things as slavery, Jim Crow, and other forms of dehumanization. And so it's a real time to celebrate the human spirit of how, despite whatever may be put upon us, we can still find our way to the truth of who we are. I also want to acknowledge that a dear friend of mine just passed away on Friday night. Her name was Tamra Stark, and she was a very important contributor to the well-being of the Milwaukee community with the organization that she ran called Community Health Concepts. And she helped a lot of small grassroots organizations get access to federal dollars or state dollars so that they could improve the health and well-being of their neighborhoods and communities. So just saying a shout out to Tamra, who's now becoming our newest ancestor that I know of, and sharing my grief and my acknowledgement of my grief for her loss. So think about those persons that you may have lost recently because of COVID. Tamra was also a victim of COVID, or other kinds of causes, of course, that are still happening despite COVID. Or again, if it's not someone you know, it could be an entertainer. We just lost Cicely Tyson, Hank Aaron, Don King. And so a lot of souls crossing over. So again, join me if you will, say their names out loud as we invoke the ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing, your mercy in our lives, and for yet another opportunity to call upon your great emissaries, the ancestors. Creator, these wonderful emissaries that you have given us access to are there to help us and guide us and support us. So thank you for giving us this opportunity to say, ancestors, 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 we call out to you, for we are going through a very tumultuous and tumultuous time of radical change. We're stepping into great unknowns, great mysteries about who we really are as human beings. And so we're having troubles, we're having strife, we're having challenges in terms of our living, in terms of our working, in terms of our family relationships. And so we're calling out to you and saying, come help us, help us, help us. Give us the guidance and the wisdom that you can lend so that we can navigate more easily through this time of great change, which we believe will render us forward movement in the evolution of our species. And so, again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for loving us and for showing up when we call. And Creator, again, I thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. As always, in the name of all that is holy, I say amen, ashe, aho, asa, ashinka, bismillah, and so it is. Ashe, ashe. Okay, some elemental and astrological information for you, which I will put in a separate video this week. And last Friday, on the 5th of February, this past Friday, we came out of a mineral week to a earth week in this fire month. And here's the opportunity. So beautiful. It aligns so well. You'll see with the astrology. It's about receiving support. You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open yourself to receive that which is needed in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full. You need to take care of yourself first. This is cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. Yeah. So distractions, what to stay away from. That fear of hearing no. Ask for the help that you need. It will come in ways you can't imagine. The fear of being a burden. Yeah. Distinguish that one too. Not necessary, because never, never, never when we're asking for help and we receive it, we're giving the person who's giving the help a blessing, or the persons. And then last but not least, please don't invalidate yourself because you need some help right now, whether it's emotional, financial, political, intellectual. That fear of being judged as weak or a failure, let that go. That's just a distraction to you really letting yourself be vulnerable enough to say yes and receive the support you need. Now, this coming Friday, the 12th, we are going into a fire week in this fire month, and it'll be a time to walk our talk. And I'll remind you all about that in the next broadcast. Now, astrologically, after 4 years of being bombarded with fear-based messages and situations, especially during 2020, the universe is offering us a huge dose of love in all its manifestations this week. It's truly time to reopen your hearts or open them wider to receive good news and happy opportunities. As the following planetary and star aspects occur this week. So I'm going to focus on four of them that occur on 2 days. The first is February the 11th, and this Thursday we get a new moon in Aquarius. And at the same time, Venus and Jupiter are conjuncting in Aquarius. Yeah, Aquarius is hot right now. It's really a hot space to be in. So from two of the astrologers I really like, Kyle Thomas from astrology.com and Astro Butterfly from astrobutterfly.com. I'll just share with you what I pulled out from what they said that I thought was really inspiring. A new moon is a new beginning, and a new moon with six planets in Aquarius means a big Aquarius new beginning, a fresh start regarding hopes, our dreams, and ideas for the future. It will begin to formulate. Yay! Reach out to friends and acquaintances, especially those who you may not have heard from in a while, as Mercury retrograde, which is going on still now, is the perfect moment to reconnect. And I also want to remind you that the number 11 is a master builder number. What does that mean? That means that it is an energetic, also contributing to this day, for us to be able to really build things for the future in a big and effective way. Now, also February 11th brings a dazzling alignment between Venus and Jupiter in Aquarius, bringing out two beneficent planets into an embrace. This foretells spectacular news about relationships, romance, pleasure, happiness, beauty, and money, because that's what Venus is ruling. They advise plan something special. An optimistic energy for love and finances that could indicate a huge blessing coming your way. Now, Venus-Jupiter connections are one of those few five-star transits in astrology. And Mercury retrograde will only make this conjunction even more potent and give it even more meaning and depth. So February 11th, yeah, big, beautiful love stuff, love and abundance coming at us. Now, 2 days later on the 13th, Saturday, which is my niece's birthday, happy birthday, Cynthia, Mercury and Venus conjunct in Aquarius, and Mars in Taurus is sextiling Neptune in Pisces. And here's what all that means. Mercury, they say, cuddles up with Venus, bringing the mind and the heart into perfect alignment. I'll repeat that because I am so excited. Mercury cuddles up with Venus, bringing the mind and the heart into perfect alignment. Passionate Mars with sensitive Neptune will unite the sexual and the spiritual, making February 13 a five-star day for love, romance, and, of course, sex. Now, of course, Valentine's Day is celebrated the day after. So this means we're getting an extended period of love and romance and abundance and fulfillment and this week. Now, reminders, February the 12th, Friday, that's the Chinese New Year, and we're moving into the metal ox. I did a whole video about it, so you can check that out in January. I did it. And also, there are six planets, including the moon, when it comes in on the 11th, that are going to be in Aquarius. They call this a stellium. And a stellium is this lineup of all these planets in this one area of the sky. And this hasn't happened with Aquarius since, are you ready? 1962. Yeah. The age of love and new age, right? So there's this energetic that is, you know, the age of Aquarius shows up, and so there's more of this showing up for us about breaking out of old paradigms and things that would hold us back. And then last but not least, we still have the Saturn-Uranus squaring going on. Saturn's in Aquarius, Uranus is in Taurus. And again, that is just that energy of, again, you know, the old trying to hold on as the new is breaking forth. And so happy love week, everybody. Really open yourselves to that. And in a minute, I'm going to talk about opening your heart. I will leave these references to the astrology in the box below my YouTube video, and I'll try to post that on my Facebook page as well. And then the last reminder is about February 22nd this month being what I've claimed as Earth Day every month. Again, I hope you are continuing to cut down on your use of paper and plastic and staying mindful of your use of fossil fuel powered cars, committing to essential use only. Again, on the website, which is www.earthday.org, you can go to Today's Action. They also have information about the climate change impact on coronavirus, and also other things that you can do in regards to responding to climate change. Again, each of us can do one small thing that really grows into a large thing to help make sure that this planet is habitable for the seventh generation that will be coming after us. So thank you for staying mindful and acknowledging the ability to love on this beautiful planet Earth. Yes. So here's my overview for tonight's program. I'm going to start off with talking about the spark of life, what it is, and how it. Then I'm going to talk about relighting your spark if it's gone too dim or totally dim by listening to your heart and what that's about. And then I'm going to leave you with a contemplative exercise that you can do regarding listening to your heart. My opening quotes for this week come from first the Native American proverb, which says, listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, it knows. And then a quote from Albert Einstein that I love that says, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. So, spark of life. The movie Soul, which I've watched maybe about 3 times now, maybe 4, which I just really was blown away by and love, because, of course, it's talking about these new thought things that usually you're only seeing in books by Caroline Meese or Wayne Dyer or some other folks, Deepak Chopra, other folks that are noted for that. And to see someone have taken this whole question about life and the meaning of life and the spark of life and put it into an animation that children can access as well as adults, I thought was really phenomenal. And kudos to the creators at Pixar for doing that. So one thing I was blown away by in this story was how they separated out purpose in life from spark of life. And it made a lot of sense. Because what they emphasize is how our purpose in life can become an addiction and can drive us into a no man's land where we're so wrapped up with our purpose that we forget about what life is really also about, which is being here and being able to be appreciative and grateful and awake and aware and present to our existence. So that got me thinking, yeah, that spark of life, it's something really important, and we don't talk about it enough. So I put my little research hat on, and I Googled and got some information because I thought I would define a spark of life for you in three levels of consciousness. So first we have a 3D level of consciousness that is pretty new in its science, because somebody actually was able to detect that. When the sperm and the egg come together, there is a flash of light that occurs for when conception actually happens. And they say that this is when the sperm enters the egg, it triggers a calcium to increase, which releases zinc from the egg. As the zinc shoots out, it binds to small molecules which emit a fluorescence that can be picked up by microscopic cameras. So at a 3D level, we have this proof that there really is a spark for life. Then there's something called the spark of life philosophy, and it's coming from care centers for people with dementia. So it's coming out of that. And it's a movement for helping to provide care for people dealing with dementia and other mind debilitating diseases and treat them like they're still human, not treat them because they can't communicate or they're forgetful or whatever, like they're disposable. And so the spark of life philosophy, I'll read you, it's called a way of being with the highest intent to lift the spirit, awaken dormant abilities, and heal relationships. The focus is on how to connect, how to communicate, and how to care. The aim is to foster kindness, compassion, empathy, respect, and an attitude of unconditional love. It's a philosophy because it is about a mindset and attitude. And I call this a fourth dimensional awareness about our spark of life. And so let's go into the fifth dimensional awareness, which is what the movie Soul does so well. Because the spark of life is not your purpose in life. It's the energetic for finding and living on purpose. Your spark is what has you want to be alive, conscious or unconsciously. Your spark is connected to your heart, to your choosing love over fear, and to your it, which I'll talk about in my third video. And so that we have this ability, this energetic to be here. And in the movie, it does it so beautifully. You know, 22, who's been around for a couple million years, hasn't come to Earth yet because she hadn't found her spark. She hadn't connected to her spark. And she does that, of course, when she gets a chance to live inside the lead character's body. But we learn through that there is this ability to really be present and appreciate everything that is happening in this domain, that all of it can be meaningful, can be appreciated. And so we all have this spark. We come with the spark. We can't get here, as they show in the film, without the spark of life, the spark for life. Now, what definitely happens is in our journey, and because we all get a core wound, we all get some emotional pain, and it can come with some physical pain too, but that begins to shut down our spark as well as shut down our heart. Yeah, yeah. And so our spark can get dimmed as we go through life. Heartbreak, unexpected loss, the death of loved ones, repeated disappointment and loss, invalidation, and when it's repeated and we begin to believe it, will definitely extinguish our spark. Trauma in all its forms, and again, anything that puts us into a place of believing, I don't want to be here and I'm not supposed to be here. Yeah. So the thing that's important to know is that our spark for life really can't be lit by our intellect. In other words, we can't think our way back into it. And the film does a good job of showing that because 22 doesn't think her way into getting her spark. She actually is about the experience that she has to be able to see and hear and smell and taste and experience life. So if you can't get it back intellectually, the question becomes, so how do I get it back? How do I relight my spark? And one of the most important ways I believe that we can do that is by connecting to and listening to our heart. Now, because in modern culture, we are very, very much focusing on intellectual information and education as part of our growth and development, we have left out our emotional intelligence in the school curriculum. And so it's very, very common for us to enter into young adulthood having learned not to listen to our heart. But what do we listen to? We listen to the stock market. We listen to what's the latest fad. We listen to Facebook. We listen to whatever. In other words, we're looking outside of ourselves to really learn and know and understand. And so by choosing to open up and learn how to really get reconnected to your heart and listen to your heart, your spark of life can be ignited. Now, the good news is that our hearts are really always open. They're naturally open. So reconnecting just takes a willingness and a faith. Another big question that comes up when with listening to your heart is, Judge Pai, how do I know the difference between my heart and my devil, my pain body, my fear? And that's a really important question. So here's a way you can discern and distinguish between, is it your heart talking to you or is it all that fear stuff? First of all, the heart never yells at you or shames you or blames you. It's very soft when it speaks. It's very loving. And your heart messages feel good. Yeah, because it's your truth and it doesn't lie. Your heart message brings inner peace and calm, not anxiety and fear. The heart message can move you to tears versus how the pain body or your fear stuff can move you to anger or thoughts of revenge or victim consciousness, right? Somebody's out to get me. Your heart message brings compassion, not judgment, not judgment. So most importantly, when you receive a message from your heart, even if it elicits some tears, you know, because you got to feel some pain, you'll feel good. You'll feel like something got released. You'll feel better. Yeah, yeah. When your pain body's talking to you, you don't feel better. You can feel really crazy. And, of course, you can also go into a lot of fear. So here's an exercise that I want to share with you for a way that you can consciously reconnect to your heart and learn how to listen to your heart more than what you may already be doing now. Right before going to sleep or when you're just waking up in the morning, when you're in that theta state, okay, you're going to place your hands over your heart, your eyes closed, and you're going to ask it to tell you, what do I need to know so that I can be loving to myself this day, I mean, when you wake up in the morning. Now, like any exercise, this takes practice, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. And once you're certain you're listening to your heart, you can ask it more direct questions like, is this the best relationship for me, the best job, the best home, etc.? And your heart will tell you. You can also ask it, what do I need to do in this challenging situation with this problem that I have to be true to myself? Or does this person love me or am I being codependent? Your heart will be able to tell you your truth. Another way we talk about listening to our heart is intuition. Yeah, basically that. So try it out. And again, you have to practice it and you have to do it repeatedly, consistently. And the more you do it, the more it will work for you. And so you don't have to go outside of yourself to know what is the right thing and the loving thing for you. And it will definitely help to re-spark your life. As I started with my last video and broadcast, I'm going to close out my teachings with a saying from Mama Sarah. So here's my Sarah saying for this week. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter, All right, I'm closing out tonight thanking my wonderful engineer and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for continuing to support my work. Yvette and family, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you madly. To all my regular listeners out there and to all of those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts and my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, to my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and to those who may be listening or watching for the first time, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your interest and support. Next week, I will be talking about this next part of sparking, keeping our spark alive or relighting it. And so I'm going to talk about loving your life, how choosing to love your life can relight your spark. Yeah. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, sold at online booksellers like Barnes & Noble, definitely on Amazon. You can get it through Kindle and Abe's Books and even Walmart. So it's still available, and you may find it very helpful to you as you're navigating through these challenging times. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for you. Please have a healthy and safe Earth Week. Open yourselves up to receive. Work on opening that heart up more. Get that spark going. Continue to wear your mask. Practice social distancing and safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and practice science safety. And most importantly, do remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.